Molly, the Bachelors are back. I mean, well, the Bachelor is back, season 10, and it's got a twist. We have all three Bachelors, Jed, Felix and Thomas, on the phone. Good morning to you all.
Hola.
Oh, my goodness. Sounds like a party.
So, guys, this season is going to be absolutely wild. I'm already finding it hard to keep up. How on earth did you guys get through with all of you as the Bachelor?
Well, I'll kick it off here. Felix speaking. Tell you what, it has been a long time, but we are finally approaching. The weirdest feeling for us is that, you know, we went through it and did it all a long time ago. And now for everyone else, that's just going to be starting. So there's a lot of stuff that you sort of forget that happened, that maybe good and bad memories that'll pop up during it.
That's so true. And I mean, the edit always comes out different to what you'd imagine. Jed, you've been compared to Machine Gun Kelly a lot. Are you a little bit worried about what, you know, the general public might also go on Twitter or Instagram?
No, to be honest, I don't know why anyone thinks it's a negative thing. I mean, if I can, you know, look like a successful rock star with an absolutely gorgeous wife, I think I'm quite happy about that. So they can keep the comments coming.
He does have a bit of something about him, Machine Gun Kelly. Mm. He's got that sparkly thing. You know how I say some people are sparkly? Yeah. Maybe that's you too.
Thomas, we heard a little bit off air that you'd frequented South Australia, perhaps even been to the Woolshed. I know last year a couple of people tried to break in at some stage. That wasn't you, was it?
No, so that was actually Felix speaking.
Oh, God.
It was also me trying to break in.
But yeah, definitely Felix has been there for sure.
Don't worry. Well, yeah, everyone will sort ourselves out tonight. It's going to be great. So all three of you go in. All three of you come out the other end. Obviously, you can't spoil anything, but you went in there with the biggest intentions, which is, I guess, the proposal or the ring. How did that make the girls feel, what we're going to see tonight?
I think, obviously, it would bring some nerves. It could be a shock to some people, but I think with the intentions of finding love, I think there's no better way to, you know, go in there with all guns blazing and say, here's the ring, this is what we're looking for. So if you're happy to partake, there we go.
Yeah, I think definitely the smartest decision for someone that hasn't had a huge dating experience in the background is just to dive first in with a proposal. So it was definitely, you know, the modus operandi that I wanted to go in with. But no, it was fantastic. And I think it really did heighten the stakes, because at the end of the day, you know, you're not just looking for a partner and a little quick fling. It was, you know, you are looking for something deeper. So, and Osher was definitely reminding us of that every single day. So, no, it was fantastic.
We know the format of this year is meant to be a bit different. We've been given a few sneak peeks from our friends at Channel 10. Can the girls reject you if you give them a rose? Is that how it's going to work tonight?
Oh, well, yeah, they can reject us at any point, which we found out the hard way. But I think the good thing about this season is that, you know, in the past it's always been this infallible Bachelor that can make no mistakes, but they have definitely put our mistakes right up there on show. And, you know, not everyone's for everyone. We've got three very attainable men this year that you can find at any pub, maybe even the Woolshed if you're lucky. So I think it's a massive sort of flip. It's really real world, you know. We're going to the pub. We're doing things that are real life, and all those awkward moments that actually happen in dates are on show, which is painful for us to have to rewatch. But I think people are really going to be able to relate to it.
Were there a lot of moments where maybe a few of you had your eyes on the same lady, or?
I think definitely as the season progresses, you are going to see some crossover and some tensions. So I cannot wait for you guys to have a view of that. It was definitely an interesting experience, but one I think everyone is going to love to watch.
Is there a red carpet this year? That's what I want to know.
No, so there's no red carpet. There's no flowers. There's no candles.
There's roses.
There's roses. There's lots of roses, beautiful roses. But you might have seen this already, but like instead of like us being on the red carpet and the girls coming towards us, we actually go all around the country on blind dates. And so
what?
We have like 20 blind dates each. And then we get to take some of the girls back to the mansion in the Gold Coast. So it was a lot of fun. There's lots of awkward moments, lots of magical moments. And yeah, that was a really good start to the season.
Dates around the country. Probably one at the Woolshed, I'm sure. Yes.
Oh, no. 100%.
That German town.
Hardorf, yes, in our backyard.
I've still got 6 months left on my ban at the Woolshed, so unfortunately we don't mind if we push filming back.
Oh, don't get Craig started on his favourite place.
The mechanical bull.
Oh,
it's the
God.
Best way to start a relationship.
Wow.
Wobbling off one of those. No, look, we can't wait for all the chaos, all the fun. I mean, you guys sound very chummy, so I imagine it's all gone well. And if The Bachelor can get three instead of one relationship out of it, that's good for their odds.
That's it. No, we're all in for the right reasons, and I think everyone will be really happy with how it all plays out.
Are any of you in love? If so, please say your name first.
From January 9th, you can tune in.
You're going to play that one with a straight back. Can't get that one through to the keeper at this point.
We'll do it this way. Everyone that's in love, raise your hands. Yeah, there we go. Okay, we'll catch it tonight on Channel 10. Jed, Felix and Thomas, we know you're all there and we'll recognise you tonight on Channel 10. Thank you so much for the chat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's so funny. Thanks, guys.